This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The numbers look rough, and he really, you know, has never been ahead. When you look at sort of the long curve of all these polls over the course of time, but you worked in the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan made a big turnaround in the last several months of his campaign. Are there parallels, or is this more like Romney, which in Shakespearean terms would make Trump very upset because he has talked about the fact that Romney caved in a winnable election and that ticked him off and may have motivated him big time. And he doesn't want to go down that road himself, does he?
Martha, the one person he is not like is Mitt Romney. I mean, I think in so many ways. Remember, the pundit said that he had a 1% chance when he started his campaign. This is a very unpredictable year. Look at what the polls have been the last few days. They have closed, and 2 points, 3 points, 4 points. Again, anybody ever played team sports out there? Let's get behind this guy. You're going to see, I've talked to some people, a barrage of advertising now, which he has not had. Remember that. He hasn't had his own advertising in the states, in the battleground states. A lot of people with deep pockets are going to put ads on in those states, and I think you're going to see a shift. But the most encouraging shift is from the candidate himself. Remember one other thing. People have had 25 years of Hillary Clinton. They know who she is. People might give this a second look. Now, give Donald Trump a second look. Listen to that note he struck. You know, he admitted he was wrong. Maybe people will also come to the realization that a guy who says some things awkwardly, indecorously, infelicitously is not so, as big a problem as someone who's going to hurt the country permanently, putting things in the right context.
Well, that's Bill Bennett talking on Fox News, you know, giving his analysis. I thought he's spot on, Scott, you know, the way he saw and heard, you know, one Donald Trump. And, of course, he's had enough experience to see what's going on. And, you know, as he said, this is a unique year. It's a unique election. You've got a unique candidate in one Donald Trump, and you still have to go, oh, yeah, that's right. He did beat out 16 other Republican candidates. I mean, you heard Scott Walker in talking about why he supported and supports Donald Trump, you know, passionately, you know, and good for Scott Walker. I mean, he sees in terms of what are the possibilities. I mean, it's clear cut. I mean, there's nothing close here. You got Hillary, who believes in bigger government, believes that, you know, you and I don't have what it takes, that we're not responsible enough, and that we need to wise up. You know, Barack Obama has been telling this, you know, for almost 8 years, that, you know, we're all a bunch of knuckleheads, and we ought to be grateful that we have the great Barack Obama telling us what to do and leading the way, because we can't figure out our own health care. We can't, you know, figure out, you know, things that will promote our job security. Or to find a job. I mean, it's just that, you know, we're just so blessed and just so fortunate to have, you know, people like these progressives, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you name it. You know, if, you know, they, you know, that's the way they feel, clearly. And, you know, it's quite arrogant, you know, when you think about it. But, you know, people are willing to accept that. I mean, it's amazing. You know, if you just give them enough money, you know, they'll be willing to close their eyes and just, you know, move forward and think, okay, hey, you know, it's all good, you know, kumbaya. But meanwhile, you know, I keep thinking about the dreams that are lost along the way. And I go back to that interview that we had with Dr. Nima, you know, talking about, you know, Nordic socialism and how Barack Obama uses them as an example and almost a target. 20. For America. They think that socialism is there, is just so effective. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton believe the same. That's what they believe. And Dr. Nieman says, just give me 5 minutes, I'll explain to him. It has nothing to do with socialism, if anything. Socialism's gotten more in the way than it is, than it's helped the people there. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America, just about five after the top of the hour.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Huh? Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez back with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Right there, all the information you need to know and how you can get involved with any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have carrying Bill Martinez Live. I want to thank them very much for joining the team to do what we can to pursue truth no matter where it leads and to get this country back on track. Megan Barth is with us right now, speaking of which, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Hey, Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
Well, good morning. I'm doing well. Happy Friday to you. And happy Grandfather.
Hey, happy Friday to me. Aloha. And I thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, he's doing great. We're having a good time here in Kauai. He's in Maui right now. Everybody's home and, you know, just moving on with life here. It's all exciting, but, we look forward to seeing him again here. We, go to Maui in a couple weeks and we'll spend a week, with them before, we head back, back to Florida. So it's all kinds of good fun here, but,
not a bad place to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
For,
no,
it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, not a bad place at all. You know, Megan, I want to talk about this one article that you wrote in ReaganBaby.com about, and I don't know why most of America is not picking up on this, and that is that the largest population centers in America are controlled by Democrats. You know, the Democrats own so many of the problems that America is facing today, and for some reason, America still wants to believe that Hillary and her ilk are still the answer. Where's the disconnect?
Well, I think the disconnect comes in a collusion that the mainstream media has been proven to have with the Democrat Party. And we found this out. Our suspicions as conservatives were confirmed through WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And when he leaked right around the DNC convention, I think it was the day of, he uncovered that the press had colluded the whole entire time of the Hillary Clinton campaign with the DNC to ensure that their headlines, their articles, their narrative were approved and in line, not just in line, but let me stress, approved by DNC staffers. For example, Ken Vogel at Politico was caught sending his articles over for review to DNC staffers to make sure that the DNC message was getting out on behalf of their chosen candidate before even the primaries were done, and their chosen candidate was Hillary Clinton. And the Democrats rigged the primary election through massive amounts of voter suppression, voter fraud, and basically election fraud to guarantee that Hillary Clinton would be the Democrat nominee. We saw thousands, tens of thousands of people in California drop from, mysteriously, drop from the voter rolls. When they showed up to the polling place, they were no longer registered to vote, or their registration was changed, and they could not vote. And this happened thousands of times in California. The Secretary of State of Arizona, the Secretary of State of Arizona came out on record and said millions of people in Arizona's votes were compromised and disenfranchised because the election was rigged. In Brooklyn, New York, 126,000 people were dropped from the voting rolls. And what's interesting, Bill, is that all of these places have electronic voting machines which have been proven to be rigged, or at least can be rigged, and which have been proven to be easily hacked within 7 minutes. So if the Democrats can rig... If the Democrats can rig a primary election, what do you think they have in store for the national?
Well, they've been getting away with it, you know, for years.
Right.
So why should there be any disturbance in the force there, Megan? I mean, and they insist that, first of all, that, you know, votes are so important, you know, which, you know, irony of ironies that, you know, but again, it all is consistent with the lie they continue to perpetuate that is backed and supported, you know, by the mainstream media, that God forbid that they would do any investigating into it. It's long been known these particular machines, these electronic machines, are highly vulnerable. And in fact, I saw a demonstration the other night. Megan, this was seconds. In 20 seconds, they install a bug into the system, and next thing you know, and the guy clearly demonstrated, this professor demonstrated that within 20 seconds he could install the bug, and it would absolutely just mess up the mathematics and the reporting that the machine would turn out. And what would they know? Because it's already in the system. It's there. All they do is, you know, present a number. There's nothing there to reinforce, to say, in fact, here is, you know, we had 110,000 people who voted, and they rigged the tallies in such a way that whoever is their person, they're the ones that win. And this has been shown and proven time again by the Democrats, to say, you know, with a straight face, absolutely, there is no voter fraud. How can you say that? There people are being arrested and indicted for voter fraud, and you're saying there's no voter fraud.
Yeah, it's a big joke, because I watched Don Lemon talk the other night, and he had on Jeffrey Lord and Steve Bettler, I believe his name is. And Steve is a sycophant of the left. And they were ganging up against Jeffrey Lord on this very issue. And what they said was very interesting in their liberal defense. What Donald Trump was saying about electoral and voter fraud was dangerous to our democracy. Just those words were dangerous to our democracy.
Yeah.
Not the fact that our electoral system has been completely corrupted, and that votes have been disenfranchised. Our most sacred right as citizens of this country is one vote for each person. If there is one area of voter fraud, that means that everyone's vote has been compromised in that community and disenfranchised.
Exactly.
But supposedly words are the most dangerous thing to our democracy. And the Democrats can't have it both ways. The media can't have it both ways. When WikiLeaks came out and exposed Democrats' fraud and saying, oh, my God, you know, Hillary rigged the election and took the election away from Bernie. But yet they're rallying against Donald Trump. They can't have it both ways.
Exactly. Well, they've been able to have it both ways. Nobody's challenging them. And, you know, it's like, let's not point out the obvious. You know, this is their regime. And as they say, you know, here they want to take exception about words. Well, forget about words. What about the actions that are well on display here? Do we ignore those altogether and just give them all kinds of space? And the other thing, too, Megan, that's really important here. All this can be brought out. But when are they going to deal with it? They're not going to deal with it until after the election, after the damage is done. And this is what they do time and again. We've got more from Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
Baby America. Bill Martinez here with you. Megan Barth, also the founder and proprietor of BreakingBaby.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Well, Megan, it would appear with all the shakeups, it's just driving the Democrats, you know, all kinds of giddy. And I'm talking about the shakeups that have been going on with the Trump campaign. You know, if anything, this demonstrates leadership. That somebody says, hey, look, things aren't working. Let's make some adjustments here. And, you know, what's amazing is that if he didn't make the changes, then they would blame him for being so fixed and ideological that he's not willing to adapt. But this is a clear demonstration of leadership. But they don't want to consider, you know, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the media's job is not to uncover the truth, report the truth, or present the facts for the American people to decide. The American media's job is to protect Hillary Clinton and sabotage Trump, his family, and his supporters. That is what their job is. That has been exposed by DNC WikiLeaks, and they are doing a fabulous job at that.
Yeah.
However,
right.
The American people are much smarter. There are two-thirds in this country that believe Hillary Clinton to be a liar. There are 60% in this country that wanted Hillary Clinton indicted by James Comey of the FBI. So those are the numbers I look at, not necessarily the polls, because I can walk outside my front door and take a poll. You look at the size of the rally that Donald Trump has. Just a couple weeks ago before the Louisiana flood, and I pray for those people every day.
Yes, yeah.
Unlike Barack Obama, who hasn't even made a statement, or we can't get him off the golf course. You know, if Louisiana's death toll of 13 now from a flood came from gun violence, do you think that Barack Obama may just stop golfing? But here we have a leader in Donald Trump who gave one of the most brilliant speeches yesterday in North Carolina, one of four in just the last week and a half or 2 weeks. He laid out what he was going to do as president, and he also called out the media for their lies. He called out Hillary Clinton for their lies, and he used Hillary Clinton's, he apologized, really, by saying, you know, if I have chosen words that may have caused pain, I regret that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but has Hillary Clinton ever apologized for lying about her illegal email server and deleting 33,000 emails? Has Hillary Clinton apologized for turning the State Department into a pay-for-play operation where favors are sold to the highest bidder? Has she apologized for lying to the families who lost loved ones in Benghazi? Has she apologized for putting Iran on the path to nuclear weapons? Has she apologized for Iraq, Libya, Syria? Has she apologized for unleashing ISIS across the world? And he ended with, has Hillary Clinton apologized for the decisions she made that have led to so much death, destruction, and terrorism? Boom.
Yeah, there's
that. We never heard these types of words from Mitt Romney. We never heard these types of words from John McCain. And that is why we lost. There is a hunger for truth in this country. And I said this last week, and I will say it again. The truth is going to be the people's revolution. And I believe it's the truth that will guide us to a Donald Trump presidency.
Well, the people have to be willing to let go of the lie. They've held on to a lie for so long. And, you know, I'd mentioned this the other day in a conversation that, you know, the outside, you know, outside of more entitlements from a budget that can't pay for it, you know, what are the Democrats offering but more hope without change? You know, this is what Barack Obama was able to get away with for two cycles. And you can talk about the potential voter fraud that came into play, the incompetence of Mitt Romney's team. I mean, this was a fait accompli. I mean, how do you lose this? I mean, even to this day, people, you know, still scratch their heads and try to figure out, you know, how could you possibly? This thing was so teed up for you. How do you lose this election? But Barack Obama, you know, and his machine. I mean, we talk about the Clinton machine. Let's not forget what the, you know, Barack Obama machine was able to do and affect. and had people buying into this lie that it was going to get better if we just gave them more. That's the progressives' way. That's the con, as Dinesh D'Souza describes it, that they perpetrate upon the people. And for some reason, Megan, the people, until they realize how significant the truth is and how meaningful it is, they're going to continue to be bamboozled by progressives.
Yes, and in the speech yesterday, he said, we are going to reject the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, which sees communities of color only as votes and not as human beings worthy of a better future. 58% of African Americans are not working under a Barack Obama administration. Now, you would think that would be the inverse. You would think that the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who promised us under Greek columns that the oceans were going to heal and there was one America, not two Americas, and it was going to be kumbaya once he took the reins as president, and we see absolutely the opposite. We see more poverty. And according to the progressives, that's progress. An economy that goes back and is as bad as 1949, which all the economic indicators point to, 1949, that according to the progressives is progress. They just need to do more. What, they need to take us back to the Great Depression of 1921? That's progress for them, and that is because that progress gives them power. That progress centralizes the power in D.C. and amongst their cronies, the unions, rogue nations, Wall Street, corporate lobbyists. It keeps all of those people in the top 1% and crushes everybody else. And that is what progressivism has always been. Mm-hmm. You cannot have socialism without eliminating the middle class. You only have two classes in socialism. You have the connected class, the government class, and the serf. And
yes,
that's it.
Well, that's that entitlement class that the Democrats have continued to build upon. And, you know, you mentioned Don Lemon, and I every once in a while will switch over and watch Don Lemon, and it's very hard because he is so blind, him and Van Jones, and I'm going, how do you ignore the empirical evidence? How can you support the very democratic policies that have been so targeted against, if I might say, your people, you know, Black America, that you say you're such a champion for, and you're on the losing side? I mean, how many games do you have to lose here to finally figure out that this isn't working?
Yeah, in Milwaukee, Donald Trump gave one of the best speeches, and I said if he started working and taking that message into the inner cities, he would turn the tide. But I also saw a poll yesterday that showed him leading with African Americans by 14%. Ronald Reagan only got 9%.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Donald Trump will get double digits because the African Americans aren't just African Americans, they're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
They want just what everyone else wants, good schools for their kids, jobs, and safety. And that message needs to be driven home, and the solutions on how to provide those by Donald Trump. Jones is a communist. He's an avowed communist.
Yes.
That's why Van Jones doesn't see, nor does he want to see, free market work for his African-American people.
Megan Barr, thank you so much. We're out of time. Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. This is Bill Martinez live.
Living space to look like? Renowned interior design team Marks and Friends have partnered with LG Electronics to showcase the home design trends of today's modern family.
One thing that's very important to all of our clients that we think is a huge design trend is to show off your television. You don't hide them anymore. For example, the LG Signature OLED TV, which is picture on glass, it's completely gorgeous. It's razor thin. And it's a work of art.
No matter your age or life stage, it seems technology is at the forefront of any design. And a TV remains king in the American home. LG's Dave Vanderwall.
Families want both form and function in their living room. And now LG's OLED television delivers on both. Beyond picture quality, which of course it is the best picture ever, but it's almost an aesthetic art form in itself. So it blends into any kind of living room. The OLED television has the beautiful design that all families are looking for.
And there you have it, the 21st century living space.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Attention everyone. Everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, how about it? Get involved in the conversation. Let us know your thoughts. Are you going to let the mainstream media speak for you? What are you seeing? You know, what is the reality of your world? And do you have the boldness and courage to speak it out instead of being represented by people that, you know, are not quite seeing it the same way? I mean, are you seeing things different? Though they tell you there's nothing there, you know, move on, whether it's, you know, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's, you know, emails, and maybe that's a little bit of a jump for you. You go, I don't want to get caught in that controversy. I don't want to get caught in and hear about Benghazi anymore. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that we've got to decide if being honest and truthful, if that's what counts. I mean, and that was Megan Barr's point, is that we have to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us, if we're going to get this country back on track. Well, with us right now is Rudy Takala. Rudy is a watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner with a focus on technology and cybersecurity. Previously, he wrote for CNSNews.com. And Rudy, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you write about the misdeeds of one Hillary Clinton. And it seems that there are two sets of laws. There's one set of laws for, you know, normal guys like you and I would say, and then you have Clinton laws, you know, and this is what Julian Assange, with his recent dump of emails, demonstrated to us clearly. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, you've seen Julian Assange emphasizing this repeatedly since he has worked with Edward Snowden, who's been prosecuted under the same laws. Both Assange and Snowden have been talking a lot about the double standard that exists with respect to prosecuting under the Espionage Act in particular, which has to do with revealing classified intelligence to foreign enemies. So that's kind of what Assange has been emphasizing in recent weeks when he's been going on this tour of American media.
Well, he's asking the question that is begging to be asked and saying, Where are the authorities on this? I mean, anybody else would have been jailed. They would have been removed. In this particular case, we have somebody that is still vying for the highest office in the land.
And, you know, the nature of due process and the way things move in this country, I mean, it's amazing. You would think by comparison, Rudy, and I don't know, tell me I'm wrong if that's what you understand, but if it was a Republican that had, you know, maybe an iota of the problems that Hillary is dealing with, they'd have been run out a long time ago, it seems.
Yeah, you know, if it had been anybody else who wasn't too big to jail, as they say, or at least too big to prosecute, and really it's not even about, you know, conviction, it's about the idea that you'd at least face charges and then have to go through a plea deal, a process, or spend against them, as General Petraeus had to do. You know, you've seen Senator Kirk in Illinois making that point as well, I believe, saying that he was going to write in General Petraeus in the general election. You've seen a lot of people expressing that sympathy for him because he had to go through all of that, and the amount of information that he exposed wasn't nearly as egregious in terms of quantity as what Hillary Clinton exposed.
Mm. Well, Rudy, as a reporter, a watchdog, you know, declared watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, and that puts you on tenuous ground because, you know, just the fact that you're saying, hey, look at, I'm going to look into these suspicious areas or the areas that the people and our readers want us to check out, and I'm going to put it before them, probably reduces your popularity there in D.C.
Yeah, it is a, you know, it's something that probably the D.C. class is not as sympathetic to as the rest of the country because throughout the country you have this what they call an over-criminalization problem. You know, we prosecute a lot of people for a lot of things. The bar isn't very high in terms of what you need to do in order to face at least probable cause, at least to face a prosecution, which, again, doesn't mean conviction, but at least to run into trouble with the justice system. For everybody else, the bar isn't very high. And that's why we end up with so many prosecutions and so many people in jail. But then in this case, and, you know, the extent of the information was so egregious as well. You have Jason Chaffetz, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, saying the other day that he can't even look at all of it because it's beyond his classification level. So, again, the fact that the information was, you know, the level of classification on it and the quantity of it, kind of an unprecedented, outcome in this situation.
Well, it's quite telling when Jason Chaffetz says he can't read it. It's so top secret that he's not even of the pay grade where he can begin to even fully understand what's going on. And even what was sent over by the state, it was so redacted. I mean, I'd go blind, you know, trying to, you know, read through all the redaction and what you could read. So, but beyond that, as you say, if it's that sensitive and it's redacted that much and you're talking about somebody who is the Secretary of State, in her own words, she says, hey, look, she knows what top secret is. She knows what it's all about, and she knows how to handle it. And then you got James Comey afterwards saying, well, maybe she didn't know. You know, it's like, wait a minute. She already said that she's an experienced professional politician that understands the rules of top secret information, and then the FBI director suddenly becomes her voice and defense.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And we'll have to see what comes out of these FBI interview notes that they turned over this week. You know, the people who can view them, presumably members of the Intelligence Committee, are allowed to take notes. They want to take notes on the classified portions. They need to leave them behind in the secured secured intelligence facility. They aren't allowed to even take out their notes, but... And we'll need to see what comes out of that. I saw that, apparently Hillary Clinton alleged that it was Colin Powell who told her to set up this private server. Mm-hmm. Kind of an astonishing allegation. We'll need to see. The House Republicans are going to hold a perjury hearing to see whether she had perjured herself in the, different stories that she told between the committee, the FBI, and the American public. So it will really be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Well, I think Jason Chaffetz, after talking with with FBI Director Comey when Comey said, well, there hadn't been a request. A request had to come, you know, from Congress for them to investigate further. And he said right on the heel of that answer, he says, well, you're going to get one this afternoon. And so they've had to move forward on that now. And they realize this is not going away. And this is the problem when people start to deceive. You start going down a bunch of crazy paths. And, you know, the truth will find you out eventually. It's just a matter of time. But, you know, the nature of due process and the nature of an election cycle, you know, even though most of the people will agree that Hillary Clinton, is lying about lying. And I guess they're saying that having integrity and being honest is not important to them. And I just, you know, some people just flat out say that, Rudy, and I'm going, what is wrong with our country? No wonder, you know, 7 out of 10 of us say we're on the wrong track if we're willing to forego a solid foundation for the sake of accommodation. I don't understand this.
Yeah, and it's something else, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. And with the investigation into the Clinton Foundation, the FBI has more investigations into the affairs of the Clintons than we possibly know about. So it's hard to see how they can continue to come back with this answer that even though it looks wrong, that they aren't going to deem it as such.
Well, of course, Attorney General Loretta Lynch already covered the foundation, saying that, you know, there's nothing there. She's already determined. And basically, you know, has rested case on the Clinton Foundation. But meanwhile, you know, it's almost daily now. There's more and more revelations about it. And, you know, like the old saying says, where there's smoke, there's got to be fire. Rudy Tacala, Washington Examiner's watchdog reporter on Bill Martinez Live. Rudy, thank you for joining in. Appreciate it.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
My family, they deserve justice.
What is your name?
Ben-Hur.
Best-selling author Rick Warren declares, Ben-Hur has it all. Heart-stopping action. It's an emotional roller coaster.
You cannot fight them in the streets.
There is a way. Joel Osteen, senior pastor of Liquid Church, raves, it's spectacular, compelling, and stunning.
Win the race. Win our freedom.
You should have killed me.
I will.
Shine your light, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I clumped.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for the Lucy girl. Always good to be talking with Lolo. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. And if you think not, I mean, she motivates dogs. She's got her husband. We got chillins all over the place. Are we having fun at home or what?
Yeah, we got chihuahuas hanging off the roof in order to help us get cable. Yeah, you name it. And it's not J-Lo, folks. It's Lolo. So make sure you don't confuse.
That's what I said. I said Lolo. I said
Lolo.
You
did say Lolo, but I didn't know if people could hear you. And they were thinking you had Jennifer Lopez on the air with you. But if she had a southern accent, that would be really weird.
Well, she could only hope for it, let me tell you.
She's had us all fooled. You guys are just sunbathing in Hawaii. Listen, when we went to Hawaii when I was a senior in high school, my parents took me and a close friend. I sunburned, peeled, and burned again in like a week and a half. I had like 3
you're such a fair skin wender. What do you expect? Can't go
well,
on and put that fair skin out into the...
It is so strong Lord. There.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to be real careful. And that was back in the days when they didn't know about SPF, huh?
No, are you kidding? We would get iodine and baby oil, mix it together, and fry in it. And we wonder why when we're 50, we're like, my skin is hanging. It's saggy. What happened? All those days bathing on the tennis courts with iodine and baby oil. It comes back
iodine.
To haunt you later.
Well, I heard about baby oil. I never heard of an iodine component.
Yes. You mix those two, and it just attracted the sun to you. And I'm white as a sheet, freckled, had no business ever seeing the sun. Like, our daughter's from Nepal, and she has really dark skin. And she's always like, I wish I was white. I said, don't you ever wish you were white. You love that chocolate skin. I said, you can sit outside and be in the sun, and you're not going to age. When you're 50, you're going to look 30. She's like, really? I'm like, trust me.
Yeah,
don't argue with God
exactly.
about that.
Yeah, and she looks great. I mean, she's got great skin, built-in protection and pigmentation and that. And, you know, that's like our kids. Our kids, they're just rightly pigmented. I mean, they look at the sun and they turn brown. I mean, it's amazing.
It's not fair. See, I mean, when summer rolls around, I'm just like, great, because I have to put fake tan stuff on because my white is so white, it's offensive. And so if I tried to even go outside and show an arm or a leg without, like, some type of tanning lotion on it to diet kind of, you'd be like, girl, go inside and put some clothes on. Blinded by the light. So I wish I had a little bit of blood.
Hey, well, summer is coming down. You know, it's coming to an end. The kids are getting back to school and everything. So what are you doing to survive?
Well, we're still in the process of moving. And that is a big undertaking, as all of you know. And then my dad has an old antebellum home built in the 1800s, and I've been staying with him for a couple of days. No air conditioning. The vents are torn up under the house, y'all, 95 degrees in the house. So I feel like I'm living back in 1864. And I'm like, oh, my Lord, my hair's just stopping. You don't even care how you look. I mean, I would go ride in the car around the block, go downtown just to get out of the house so I can have air conditioning. Maybe I should just sleep in the car. Pardon?
Well, no, you guys need to come and see us in Kauai. I got an extra bedroom here for you guys. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you would go take care of our kids and the dogs so we could come. Yeah, I want to see that happen. I tell you what, my dad took care of the kids a couple days. He told Robin, he said, I feel like I've been with two wild bear cubs for days. He said, I don't know if I can handle this for long. A couple days at a time. Because Knox, you know, he's deaf, and we're working on getting him tested so his cochlear works, but he's really loud because he can't hear himself. And so we're always going, you're too loud! You're too loud! And we're like, he can't even, we're screaming, you're too loud, and he can't hear us.
Well, don't you know, doesn't that take you back to your radio music days when you're listening to the music through your headsets and somebody talks to you and you start talking and you're at the volume because your hearing's impaired by having headsets on, right? So you know
right.
A little bit about how he must feel.
Well, and sometimes still when I go into work, somebody will have been in there before me and I'll use their headphones and I will get an electric shock. Like, I'll forget to check it, and it'll be like, ah! And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, it takes me 5 minutes to recover. I'm like, you people are totally deaf. Now, mine hasn't really gotten affected that much, believe it or not. Now, yours, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hard of
hearing? No, I'm okay, because, no, not too bad. Only, it depends
what?
On who's talking to me. Yeah. It's like,
pardon?
Mona thinks I'm hard of hearing, because every time she tries to talk to me, it's like, I can't hear you, you know. And of course, she wants me to hear her when she's walking away from me. Why do you guys do that? Can you explain
that
to me?
Well, because y'all have,
how do you expect this
you
to
have
hear?
Selective hearing. You have selective
but
hearing.
But I can't. But it's a little bit easier when you're facing me and you talk to me. Then I can hear you a little bit better as opposed to walking away from me. And, you know, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. And I'm pretty bold now. Before, in the old days, I would just ignore it. I'd pay the price later, because then she'd say,
I told you about this. I can actually use that as an excuse and go, I can't hear you. See, whenever
exactly.
I pull out the honey-do list, that's when Robin is like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Oh.
Y'all work it.
Hey,
I got to give it to you.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the Olympics. Did you get a chance to watch any of the Olympics? I mean, half the world, supposedly, according to the latest ratings, half of the world watched some part of the Olympics. I mean, that's just incredible. And I'm not sure if they were watching the Olympics just to see the athletes or to see who was getting mugged. I don't know.
Probably a little bit of both. I told you, we don't have cable, so the only way I've been able to watch it is if, like, I'm someplace that has it playing, because we don't have cable yet since we just moved. But I've been,
what,
you
the
know,
chihuahua doesn't behave when you put them up on top of the rooftop? You said that.
No,
said
it's
the
not working.
Your
we tried putting Judy up there, and it just didn't do one thing. I know.
Yeah, it's like,
and I love
cable.
It's been hard to be without it, but I'm proud, and I think it's a great time for us, you know, to just be a little nostalgic and patriotic and come together and support one another. So it's kind of good timing because so much has been going on in the political scene. People are frustrated. They're aggravated. So this has kind of been a nice little respite for people to stand united.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. We've been talking through one another instead of talking with each other. I guess that's one of the things I like about athletics is that we can have a conversation. And, although it's interesting, even with me being here in Hawaii, when people find out that I host a national radio show and we deal with politics and contemporary issues, oh, my goodness, they want to rally around and they want to get into deep conversations. And, in fact, I had a conversation as long as it could last with an admitted progressive. He says, yeah, I am a progressive, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And I said, well, I'm not asking you to apologize for it. But he got real frustrated because he felt like he needed to argue me into his position. And prior to that, I told him, I said, I've never seen anybody get argued into somebody's position. I said, why can't we just talk and exchange ideas? You know, tell me what you know, and I'll tell you what I know. And understand that I'm interested, because I think if we're going to come up with a solution, it's going to be because all of us participate. It's not going to be all about you like it was with Obamacare, which has been, you know, quickly unraveling as a total mess because it was, conjured up by one political interest group.
Right. Well, I had that same conversation with someone the other day because they were really worn out with battling. And I said, you know what, mm-hmm. we need to just stop trying to convince someone to believe what we believe, but just present our information. Hopefully with these conversations, we'll arrive at the best plan. We'll arrive at what is the best avenue, the best path for us to take. Because Robin's been getting real bold and getting into it, especially on Twitter, because he's in disguise on Twitter. And, you know, we just all got to love each other and agree to disagree and say, okay, these are the facts. Now, where do we go from here? And the bottom line is you got to get out and vote. I mean, I know that I sound like a broken record, but I've heard a lot of conservatives, a lot of Christian people saying, well, I just can't vote. You better vote.
Yes. No, I don't buy into this. I got to tell you, I'm not sure God's asking me to do this, but if I was, the prophet of the grabbing neck of the church type of prophet, I would go in and grab the neck of the church and say, look, you got to wake up. We have what we have and we're dealing what we deal with, because too many of people who are supposed to be in the know are not participating in the conversation. We don't have, and as a result, we don't have prayer in school anymore. Forget about the Ten Commandments. Families are unraveling. Divorces are skyrocket levels. Here we are. We're in absolute chaos. And, and people are now, interestingly enough, according to Gallup, they're looking at the church and saying, where are you? I go, you told us to shut up and not participate.
Well, the days of burying our heads in the sand are over.
Yeah. Well, we're paying a price, and the best we can do in terms of evangelizing is go out and be the change that God has effected in you, and go do it. And in the same way that he affected it in us, like you said, with love and compassion and grace, and you'd be amazed what would happen is go be that change that you want to see happen in yourself, and go be the example.
Well, if I have a few seconds, Jim Garlow, he's a pastor in San Diego. Mm-hmm. He put out something that was just saying, this is why we need to vote. These are the people. This is what the church believes. This is what the Word of God says. And he just goes bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. So if you Google Jim Garlow, wonderful man, and we had him on the air the other day, and I think it's something good to check out because it's just the facts. Just the facts from a biblical perspective of why we need to vote and who we need to vote for. And I encourage you to check it out.
That's a good point and a good resource. Well, we're going to check it out. In fact, we need to get him on the air with us, so maybe you can make that happen and chase him down our way as well. Well, there she is, national personality, college professor, motivational speaker, the one, the only, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. We call her Lolo because we just love you so much, right?
Lolo, I love you, and I love that.
You there?
That's precious.
All right. Say goodnight, Gracie. All right. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Take
good
care.
Night.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable